Galnet News, 25th of August, 3302. We read the Galnet News so you don't have to. In this week's news, pot shots at Petraeus while Salome salami sliced in Semies. Canon Interstellar gets to the bottom of the unknown probes. The imminent arrival of the great-great-great-grandchildren of Earth. Hot shots at Petraeus while Salome salami sliced in Semies. An attempt has been made on the life of Admiral Denton Petraeus in Semies. The Admiral had hardly started his speech at Mackenzie Relay when scuffles broke out as several terrorists attempted to rush the podium. Imperial police later confirmed that three armed individuals had been apprehended. A short time later, Commander Salome, also known as Senator Kahina Loren, reported that her ship was being attacked and boarded by Imperial forces at a nearby location. Speculation abounds that Salome, widely believed to be a traitor to the Empire, may have been behind the earlier assassination attempt. Her whereabouts are currently unknown. Salome's final words are reported to have been linking events in the Formidine Rift with the unknown probes in the Pleiades Nebula, and claiming that the forthcoming Formidine Rift expedition was of vital importance. Admiral Petraeus, meanwhile, vowed to bring the terrorists behind the assassination attempts to justice. Canon Interstellar gets to the bottom of the unknown probes. Previously hindered by a scarcity of unknown probes to probe, Canon Interstellar Research has this week announced that it has decoded the messages being sent by these potentially sentient sentinels. The probes are found orbiting ammonia worlds, and their messages, apparently consisting of data about these particularly smelly planets, are being narrowcast towards Merope 5C, a planet known for its unsightly infestations of barnacles. No receiver has yet been found for the unknown probe transmissions, but Canon Interstellar say that they're sure they'll get to the bottom of it soon. The imminent arrival of the great-great-great-grandchildren of Earth. Twelve 1,200 years ago, when faster-than-light travel was believed to be the stuff of science fiction, the only way to travel to another star was very, very slowly. Despite this, up to 70,000 huge ships were launched from Sol, and many of them are still believed to be travelling very, very slowly towards their destinations. The first generation of starfarers will, of course, have died out long ago. But their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren, who will have been born on board these so-called generation ships, may be expected to start arriving at their destinations soon. Hopes are high that when they do eventually arrive, they may still have copies of the lost episodes of Star Trek. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the news because it's sometimes quite interesting.